The perek that we're learning in Eretz HaTorah is a perek, the tsar bittul Torah, the anguish in heaven and the anguish on earth over bittul Torah. And we've been learning about two levels of bittul Torah, which Rav Kook talks about, bittul Torah bekamas that we're familiar with. That's the most obvious for a person who's just not spending his time learning, that he has time to learn, and the person is not learning. It's wasting time. That's obvious. The type of bittul Torah that's more subtle. And again, here bittul Torah doesn't only mean not learning; it means navayde bechlal. But we're talking about obviously about Torah, limud Torah. It means navayde Hashem bechlal. The type of bittul Torah that is less obvious is bittul Torah be'echus. Right? We're learning about in quality. Rav Kook was telling us that a person who has the kaychus to reach higher madregas in his learning, again, let's translate that also into one's avodas Hashem, who has higher kaychus, greater kaychus in avodas Hashem, and settles for a lower edition of himself, of herself, in avodas Hashem and in limud Torah, that also is called bittul Torah be'echus in quality. And that too, Rav Kook says, is included in what Chazal tell us is a level, a type of ma'asa shel Torah, of rejection of Torah, rejecting the truth of one's kishroinus in growing in learning, and settling for a lower level of learning, is bittul Torah ve'echus. We were talking about this more last week, and we were discussing that in the context of what Rav Kook himself was telling us, Adar Halim, which we're going to learn more about, of going through all of Torah. And the question that we were discussing last week, that if one is sailing through Torah, as Rav Kook, throughout his writings, was promoting a tremendous breadth in the knowledge of all of Torah, and not to get stuck in this place or that place. So, isn't that person settling? And isn't there a bittul Torah that is taking place because the person is moving so quickly, and he has the ability to sit much longer on each place? And we spoke about that last week, that at the beginning of one's learning, the ikkar is, earlier in one's learning, the ikkar is to go through as much as possible. And then to come back, we spoke about Rabbi Nachman, we spoke also about the Vilna Gaon last week at the end. Now, at the very, very end last week, I mentioned the Or Samech, because I don't want to leave this sugya of bittul Torah be'echus, of Siv Beis in the seventh parak, I don't want to leave this without clarifying this point. It's a bit confusing, and I know that some people are thinking, well, I believe that this type of learning works better for me, and for another person that way of Torah works better for that other person. So it's confusing. What is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants? So I mentioned at the very end last week that the Or Sameach in Hilchos Talmud Torah tells us how the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is different from all other mitzvahs. That by all other mitzvahs, they're pretty much the same. Jews put on tefillin, slightly different variations and winding this way, that way. But the mitzvah of tefillin is the same for everybody, and Shabbos, these are all mitzvahs, all the other mitzvahs are the same for everybody. However, the Or Sameach explains that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah was given l'chadchila to us so that each and every person, each person should be Isaac in Torah l'fi kaychei v'inyano. Each person has to find his own way in Torah. What we're learning is finding one's own way is fine. That's the nature of the mitzvah. But that in no way means to compromise on how much of yourself you invest into that, into your way. That can't be, there can't be any bittul Torah as far as that's concerned. So I wanted to conclude this inyan. I mean, this we're going to come back to a lot later in the sefer, but to conclude this inyan with this Torah from Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Torah, yeah, if you have the pages, if you don't have them, look on with a friend. The Torah is telling us at the end in Hazinu, the Torah is talking about how each and every one of us has to receive Torah. And in the beginning of Hazinu, Hazinu Shemar V'Dev Sishmar V'Zimayfi, Yarev Kemata Lichi Tizal Katalim Rossi, Hashem says that may my teaching, the teachings of Torah drop like the rain and so on, and like the dew, and drip like the dew, Kisi'irim alei desha v'chirvivim alei yesev, Kisi'irim alei desha, like storm winds, Kisi'irim alei desha, like storm winds, that the Torah should come like rain, storm winds, Kisi'irim alei desha, on the different plants, the desha is like a dawn, but a lawn, but it means all the plants, Kisi'irim alei desha, v'chirvivim alei yesev, and like raindrops on blades of grass. So Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is talking about this mashal of Torah entering into our lives in this way. In general, rain and dew, but the storm winds, the stormy rain, and the raindrops upon blades of grass, and the stormy rains fall on the whole field, and the raindrops that fall on the blades of grass. So Kisirim Yizbar al-Derech Aimram, you have it? So this is the Ayiz Vahadar edition of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that they've been putting out the past couple of years. And so we'll be able to see a little bit also from one of the notes. It'll help us. But Kisirim Alei Desha Yizbar al-Derech Aimram continues on the next page, the Braisa. You see? Yizbar al derech Imram v'braisa. Omer Rabbi Yishmael. So it says in the Medrash Mishlei, Rabbi Yishmael teaches, K'shemamidin es ha'odam adin. When a person's life is over, and it comes time for his din, K'shemamidin es ha'odam adin, Im yesh b'yodai mikra. Again, we're talking here in the chiv of Talmud Torah, in the midst of Talmud Torah. So when it comes time for a person's, for this man's judgment at 120, for the din, so k'shamidim isa'adam b'din, im yesh b'yodai mikra, if the person is accomplished in mikra, in Tanakh. He knows a lot of Tanakh. Im yesh b'yado mikra, shayla mimenu lama leishana. So then in Shemayim, they ask him, how can you only learn Tanakh? What about Mishnayos? Vim v'yado mishnah, and if you come to Shemayim, obviously this is not what we're talking about men, if you come to Shemayim, v'yado mishnah, and you have Mishnayos, so you learn Mishnayos, shayla mimenu Talmud. So you come with Tanakh and Mishnayos, so they ask you, Shalom Yimeno Talmud. What's the matter with you? How come you learn a Gemara? V'chein al zeh aderech. V'chein al zeh aderech. It keeps on going. Meaning, you learned Tanakh and Mishnayos and Gemara, and then they ask you, what about Ma'aseh Merkava? You didn't learn Kabbalah? What's the matter with you? How come you didn't learn Kabbalah? So that's after 120. We thought we left our parents, we left home, right? And you come to Shemayim. So what you saw, they said, what's the matter? That's what you did. You couldn't do more than that. That's it. That's the din at 120. So Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, Hine me oimek div ha-braisa. That if one learns this braisa, if one learns what Rabbi Yishmael says and tries to understand it in a deep way. Mechichin hadvar, it's clear. Shemi sheyesh biyada mikra, ein shaylin mimena ma'isim akav. The Hamakadja says, when the person comes with Chumash and Navi, they don't ask him what happened to Kabbalah. Right? They're not asking him, how come you didn't learn Kabbalah? He comes to Shemayim with Mikra, with Tanakh, whatever, on his Madregi, he comes with Tanakh. They don't ask him, what about Ma'aseh Merkava, the workings of the chariot of Kabbalah. Ela Madrega Achas, Kefi Yecholta, Yoisim Imashat Tarach. Which Rechamach says, you see what Rabbi Shmuel is saying. What you're asked in Shemayim by the Din is, how come you didn't go one step further? In other words, if you come with Mikra, with Tanakh, then they're asking you, what about Mishnayis? They're not asking you about Kabbalah, they're asking about Mishnayis. Then you're a person that comes already with Mishnayis, oh. So they don't say, also, Shkayach. They say, what about, you learn Mishnayis, what about Gemara? And then from Gemara, you come with Gemara, they say, what about Ma'aseh Merkava? What about Kabbalah? So Chaim says, you see, that what? Ela madrega achas kefi yecholta yois mimashatarach. That they ask you, what happened to the next level? The next level. In other words, mashatarach, you worked on what you worked, and you became whatever in your inyan that you were learning Tanakh. What about the next thing? Sha'olav haye litreach gode lemalamize. It continues on top there that you should have worked hard. Sha'olav hayel atreach God lamalamize to push yourself to go to the next level. So he says this is the pshat. Vu oimrei kesirim alei desha, chavivim alei esef. Like the storm winds on the field, and the drops of rain, the rain on the blades of grass. Ba'amar kesi'irim v'chirvivim, perish. Kishir sheyamta Hashem tipin ktanin ala desha shuhukatan. V'chirvivim shem tipin gedoylim v'ovim ali esev. So he says that the storm winds, the Rechaim says, there's a lot of wind, but it's only at that time, it's not heavy rain. There's stormy winds, but there are only little drops that are coming. So Hashem knows that what? Keshia sheyamta Hashem tipin ktanim al hadesha, that on the field, what that needs, Hashem brings down the tiny little drops, shul katan. V'chirvivim, which he says, Rechaim, a larger drops, Shem tipin gedolim v'avim, larger and thicker drops, alei esev shehu gadol. On the grass, where there's more, it's bigger. Sheyochel lizbol, that it's able to handle more. So he says, kedimyon ze mitzvos ha'Torah. This is the dimyon of mitzvos ha'Torah. In other words, when the Chumash is describing the Torah being coming down, it, like a mist and coming down like drops on the fields, on the blades of grass and so on. When the Torah is describing this, Aruch HaMakadosh says, that's how Hashem gives us the Torah. The Torah is being given to each person and should be learned by each person according to who he is and what he's able to do. There are some people who are on a Madrega, a person who already learned Gemara, is learning a lot of Gemara, is on a Madrega at some point where he can absorb big drops of Ma'aseh Merkava, big drops of Pnimi Satar, of Kabbalah. And his din is, the din for that person is, what happened to you? Why didn't you reach for those bigger drops? A person who comes and came and he was learning Mikra, was learning Chumash, Navi, whatever. So for that person, his Limanatara was like a wind and some sort of a mist drops. So how come that person didn't push himself to the next madrega? Each person is according to his madrega. That's how the Torah is given to him. Kedimyon zemis satayr. Kol echad kifi koyach sheyochel lahasig. Each person according to the koyach that he's able to be masig. V'yesh bezeh lahakel ulahachmir. You have the next page? Yesh bezeh lahakel ulahachmir. So the Racham HaKadosh says, from here comes out a kula and a chumra. A leniency and a stringency. Lahakel al misheni yochel lahasig yoseh. It's a kula for the person who can't do more. Hashem Shabbat knows what each person's abilities are. Ulahachmi, but it's a chumra. Amishi yochel harbe, who could do much more, could take much bigger drops. Hashem doesn't demand of you. He gives the blade of grass what this one needs. He gives the field what it needs. The Torah is given to you according to your kaiches. The taina is only if you didn't push yourself to use your koyches. Shesharim imenu hakol. Ulachma mishi yochel harbe. A person who had tremendous koyches, when he comes for a dinner after 120, shesharim imenu hakol. He's asked about everything. I feel the ma'aser makov. Even ma'aser makov, they said, nah, it wasn't for me. I couldn't. I didn't. I feel the ma'aser makov. The teachings of Kabbalah. Take a look at footnote Lamed Dalet. Go back one page, Shin Yutes, and take a look at Lamed Dalet. You see on the bottom, Lamed Dalet? The Sefer Alikutim, which is Kol Echad Kefi Koich Sheyochel Hasi. The Sefer Alikutim Isa. It's brought down in the Likutim, from the teachings of the Ari HaKadosh. U'bezeyu v'masha shenina, which says in Menachos, Echad Amarbe v'Echad Amamid. You have one person who is able to accomplish a tremendous amount, v'Echad Amamid, another person who can only accomplish a little. Echad Amarbe v'Echad Amamid, both are loved by Hashem. Both are fantastic. U'bilvad sheikav and libel l'shamayim. The ikar is that one's heart should be turned to Shemayim. That one should have Kavana L'Shem Shemayim. The Le'ef Shalamei Mahachi, Shem Odom Echad Yaber B'Tayr U'B'Mitzvahs, V'Echad Yamed B'Loi Kol Kach, She Yishkulim. He says, it can't be that Chazal are telling us, Echad Amarbe V'Echad Amamid, that two people have the same abilities. One guy does a lot, and the other guy does a little in learning and in mitzvahs, and they're the same. That's not yoisha. That's an avla. That's what they're doing now. Everything in America, everybody, no matter what, everybody's the same. You know, so there are. So when it comes to graduation, they can't give anybody what's it called in the. The valedictorian can't be a valedictorian anymore because it's, well, everybody's valedictorian. Either everybody's valedictorian, like even the janitor, they call him up. He's like happy to take a picture. His mother comes. Either everybody's a valedictorian or nobody's a valedictorian. That's what things are coming to. Because everybody's the same. Everybody's the same. I don't have to explain this. This is what's going on in the last 20 years or so over here in a very strong way. Everybody's the same. That can't be. Echad amarbet v'echad amabit. Vulvachi kavan libel shamayim. You know what it means? You have a good heart, you have good intentions. Echad amarbet, whether you did a lot or whether you did a little in Yiddish. That's what it is. Vulvachi kavan libel shamayim. She says, Delayev shalamei mahachi. Shem odem echad yarbe b'tari v'mitzis v'echad yamid v'loi kol kach. One person pushes himself to accomplish a great deal. He's marbet. And another person is easy on himself, and he's mamid. That these two people should be the same. She is schooling lefisha kivan libel shemayim, because he had nice intentions. His heart was l'shamayim. So everybody can have. You see, kavan libel shemaim, and everybody can sleep till 10 o'clock, and he can learn a chumash for 15 minutes, and a little bit mishayis, and he closes his eyes and he says, "Rabbi Shalom, accept this." You know, so therefore, he's the same as the masmid, the guy that's sitting day and night in bismedrash. Lays dinner, lays dying. There's no judgment. There's no judgment. So what does it mean? Echad amar ve'echad amar ve'hu al shi'kavan libel shemaim. So the Rizal teaches the following. For whatever reason, I'm not going into it right now, we spoke a little bit by Tanya. There is a Yid whose neshama is more exalted. He has a neshama that's a higher level of neshama, for whatever reason. He has a higher level of neshama. And this person who has a very, very exalted neshama, if he learns Torah and he pushes himself, he could accomplish la'ein tachlis. There's no limit to what this person can do. He has such a neshama. Then you have another yid whose neshama is more pashut. It's not such a madrega of a neshama. And for this person, even if he works hard at learning, he won't get so much. I mentioned to you once that it was a Ben Azmanim, and three tzaddikim were met. They were on a vacation in Haifa, near Haifa, and they sat together on a bench. Rav Kook. Rav Moshe Mordechai, the Rashi from Slobodka, Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein, the Rashi from Slobodka, and Rav Issa Zalman, Meltzer. Good? Nice? So the three of them were sitting on a bench on vacation. And they were talking, Sichas Chulna Tamir Chachamim, and what's going on, and it was a beautiful day. And one, I don't know who started the conversation, said, "Well, we're going to sit here like Batlon." So they decided that they would each one would say the Shachar Taya of an entire Masechta. So I don't remember how it was divided, but Rav Issa Zalman whatever said over Yevamos, this one said Shabbos, the other one said Bava Basu, the three Masechta. The three biggest Masechta in Shas, they said over the whole, they sat the whole day, and they were saying over the Shachar Taya, and the next day they said over the whole Masechta. Each one said over the whole Masechta. Just to relax, they weren't learning the Iyun. They didn't learn inside, they were just saying over the whole Shachar Taya of the entire Masechta sitting on a park bench someplace in Haifa. To chill out, like they say. Another person, just to spell the word Yevamos is a huge challenge. And to learn what to try to figure out a Mishnah in Yevamos could take him a day. And that's not his fault. That's his mitzvahs. Each person according to his neshama and his kaiches. So v'yesh echad shenishmasa lamata v'afim yamo b'tayr. Even though he works very, very hard, liyasi kol kach. What's he going to have at 120? Even though he killed himself in learning, but he does. He's not able to come like that with chavilas of mesechtes and all kinds of things. He can't. L'ze amar. That's what it's talking about in Menachos. L'ze amar echad amarbe ve'echad amamid. Echad amarbe ve'echad amamid doesn't mean two people with the same kishrinus, with the same abilities. Echad amarbe ve'echad amamid means you have one person whose neshama is a very big, big neshama. You have another person, and so he could learn at ein tachlis, he could be marbe. And you have another person whose neshama is not in such a madrega, and he can only be mamit. He only comes with a little bit. He comes after 120. He doesn't have much. That's what it means. Echad amarbe ve'echad amamit. U'bilvad she'ekavim libel l'shamayim means bilvad. The ikar is that each person mamish pushed himself as hard as he could. It doesn't mean to have nice feelings. U'bilvad she'ekavim libel l'shamayim doesn't mean to have good intentions. It means to ekavim libel l'shamayim. A person can't do more. And Hashem Yisbarach knows what he's capable of doing. Ubezayuvan Masha Omer Chazal, ki kishen nifter ha'odem ha'olam hazeh, and that's what Chazal mean, when they say that a person, when he leaves this world, shoylen ha'yisoy Masha Lomad, they ask him, what did you learn? What did you learn? Ve'oymim lo, and they say to him, tzipisa b'merkava, did you take a look? Did you gaze into the secrets of the Merkava of the chariot? That's Kabbalah, secrets of Torah. It's a piece of Merkava. It's a piece of Bashir, Kaima also. Kabbalah Zachen. Did you look into these? Did you did you study these things? Did you learn these things in Kabbalah? Vim Lav. And if the guy said, no, I didn't. Mashlich Noisel Nahadina, they throw him into this place that's called, again, we're talking about, this is Nuchnius. But they throw him into a thing that's called the Nahar Dina, the river, Dina. Which is the Din, Dina. So, David says, V'halay mitzinu sheyesh. So it sounds like that's it. They take him away, he's finished. See, piece of him Merkava, did you learn Kabbalah? Did you learn Ma'isim Merkava? He says, no, they throw him into Nahar Dina. V'halay mitzinu. Sheyesh l'mayla b'gan Eden bari mikra mayim mishnah. How could that be? Chazal tell us that in Shemayim there are different batei midrashim, there are different yeshivas in Shemayim, and in one yeshiva the mayim mishnah, people are mayim mishnah, that their inyan was mishnayis. There are people mayim mikra, there are chumash navi people in Shemayim. According to this, Shemayim is a very lonely place. It's a piece of a merkava. Only the people who are learning Kabbalah, so they're in Gan Eden, and everybody else is thrown into the Nahar Dina. How many people can answer to say yeah to the question of Tzipisa B'Merkava? Did you learn the Ma'aseh Merkava? V'lo Metzina Sheyesh L'Malah B'Gan Eden Mari Mikra Mari Mishnah. There's Mishnayos, there's Tanakh, there's which means everything. Omnam Ha'inyan. So it's brought in the Likutim from Nairi. Omnam ha'inyin yuvan b'mesha pirashnu. Shem haya koyach b'nishmasoy la'hasi kol ha'niska. That's talking about, Chazal are talking about, this guy that's getting thrown to the Nahar Dina is talking about a person. They don't ask a person who wasn't capable of learning Ma'aseh Merkava, Tzipisa B'Merkava. They ask, that's what the Arachim HaKadosh is saying. Kisir Ladesh, Chaviv Malayas, Hashem Yisbarach gives each the Kaychus and what he needs to fill himself and to accomplish what he needs to accomplish. And that's the only tviya on a person in Shemayim after 120 is, did you do what you were supposed to, what you could have done? So the question that's asked, Tzipisa B'Merkava, that's not asked of every person. That's asked of a person who was on a Madrega, Vechana Marbe. That he had such potential. He had such kishreinus. Shem haya koyach b'nishmoso, and this applies to avodas Hashem bechlal. The Ari HaKadosh is talking about Torah u'mitzvos, not just limud Torah. He's talking about Yiddishkeit, not just learning, all of Yiddishkeit. Shem haya koyach b'nishmoso lahasik kol hanizker v'leitarach lahasik. If you had the ability to do all of that, meaning to Tanakh and Mishnayis and Gemara and Ma'aseh Merkava, you had the koyches to do all of that. V'loy tarach lahasig, and you didn't push yourself to do that. Oz meichichnu miyasen oisal. Then he gets rebuked and even punished, or whatever that din in the Nahar Dina, whatever that is. This we can understand with the Chazal give a marshal. Where there's a king who took two servants, shalokach leishnei avodim shimalu leimayim, to fill water, to fill up something with water. Le'echad nosen d'li shover, le'echad nosen d'li shalom. One of them he gave a bucket that had in it some cracks. And the other, he gave a dli shalom. He gave a bucket that was fine. That was perfect. Shneim shavim. Ublavat shikavim libel uschar. Uschar shneim shavim. So what happens? The guy that had a bucket that wasn't so good, it had some cracks in it, whatever, he comes back and he has only a little bit of water, right? Whatever he was able to keep in that place underneath the cracks, he has a little bit of water. The other guy comes with a good, with the bucket that was good, and he comes back with a whole full bucket of water. So the king gives them the same reward. Why? Because they were tereach. Each one did what he could. This guy had a broken bucket. It's like the what happened with the stipler. That there was a boy who had some terrible learning disorder, had something terrible wrong, and he had such a chalishas hadas that he left yeshiva. And he went away from yeshiva. He didn't want to be in yeshiva. And the yeshiva, they tried whatever to, he wouldn't stay in yeshiva. And they came to the stipler. And the yeshiva, that yeshiva came to talk to the stipler, and the stipler said, tell the bach I want to talk to him. And he had already left, and he wasn't doing such good things. And the yeshiva found the bach, and he told him, look, the stipler wants to talk to you. So, okay. What's he gonna do? So he goes to the stipler, and the stipler says to him, I want you to know, I'm mekane you. I'm jealous of you. I'm jealous of you. I'm mekane you. So the boy said, he says, Rebbe's mekane of me? I don't know anything. I'm nothing. He's jealous of me? So the stipler says that, look, they gave the Chazanish the head of the mind of the Chazanish. And they gave me the mind that I have. And the tainus and the tvius and shamayim on people like us are unbelievable. The tainus and the tvius. And every single day, what I'm not doing, what I'm not accomplishing, Ruach Elokim, he says, Zevach Elokim Ruach Nishbar. The disciple tells him, it says in Pasuk, Zevach Elokim Ruach Nishbar. The most beautiful offering that could be made to Hashem is a broken spirit. And a person like yourself, who for you to learn one Mishnah, for you to learn one Mishnah, you have to break yourself to learn one Mishnah, and you've been doing that. You're discouraged because you see other guys, you know, zipping ahead of you. You've been discouraged. You should know that the greatest offering that's brought to Hashem is not the Chazanish, is not the Stipler. The greatest offering that's brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is you, and I'm a kind of you. And that's why he told the Chazal, tell us that we see that there are Kalim Shvurim, there are Kalim that are Tzibroch and a Kalim. And there are kalim that are perfect and beautiful, gold, silver kalim. Chazal say this we're learning, Daf Yom is learning Menachos, and we learned in Chumash, and we talked about this a little bit, Shal Shudas Le Shabbos also, the offering of the poor person, right? So it's very partial. A flower offering, you can't bring a big animal, he's poor. And we see Davke by the Mincha, the biggest inyone by the Mincha, of the poor person. So do you think that all of those tikkunim that happen with the Mincha of a poor person, which Chazal makes such a big deal, and the Torah makes such a big deal about the Mincha of a poor person, the kmitza, the koimitz of flour and oil of a poor person, do you think that they would make such a big deal if a person had the head of the Chazanish, and that's what he was, or if a person was a rich person, he was a fabulously wealthy person that could have bought healthy, big animals for kavanis. Instead, he comes with a kaimitz mincha. He comes with a little bit of flour and oil. They throw him into the hadinah. They throw him into the river. But a person is a poor person, and he's able to krechts out a couple of prutis and a little kaimitz on mincha. So there, wow, kalim shvurim, kalim shvurim, tzibroch and a kalim. That's what the stipler told this person. He gave him his life back. And he wasn't saying it to Teres Guzma, like sometimes you want to make a person feel good here, you make nice. He wasn't saying, the stipler said, the stipler, if you know anything about the stipler, that it wasn't his mahalo. It wasn't from those types, the kuchi kuchi kuchi. The stipler told him of an emes. This is the emes. that I'm a kind of you. That what you do, the way you break yourself for a Mishnah, I don't break, this type on his Madrigas, I don't break myself. The way that you break yourself to understand the Mishnah. Echad amarev, echad amarev. Bavachi kavan libel l'shamayim. Bavachi kavan libel l'shamayim. It's not talking about a person who could bring big animals and he brings a little bit of flour. Come on. A person who could learn ma'isim akava and he comes with a couple of psukim chumash rashi. Come on. You're able to learn Gemara. So again, I'm not talking about the inyan of the neshama and each person's netiya to learn a certain and whatever the netiya of the neshama is for him to learn to be the best he could be. Let's a little bit light, because that we've spoken about many times, and he's going to talk about right. He's going to bring right now from the Shevet Musa. This is a famous piece from the Shevet Musa. Uke'ein zeh hu b'seif Shevet Musa. Shehevi kol divrei medrash anal. So he brings the whole medrash that we just learned about the guy that's thrown into the Nahar Dina because he didn't learn Ma'aseh Merkava. He wasn't learning Kabbalah. How come he didn't learn Kabbalah? Uke'ein zeh hu b'seif Shevet Musa. Shehevi kol divrei medrash anal v'kosav. Shevet Musa writes like this. Omnam b'mayim haniskar roi losum leiv. He says, we have to take a look at this maimer. Shevet Musa says, because according to what it says over here, that the person is asked, he comes and they ask him, did you learn Tzipis and Merkav? And he says, no, they throw him into this bad place. So then the Shevet Musa says, if that's the case, you haven't given life to any person. We're all finished. He says, there's nobody, even Megiddo HaDor, and he was from the time of the Ariya Kaddish. After that, right? At that Tzkuf and Svas. He says, there's, Ki l'chare ein ish afilu Megiddo HaDor, u'befrat midoros halalu, and especially in our generations, shiyuch l'hasek kol elu advarim, there could be masek, all of these things, it's a piece of a Merkava. How could that be, he asks. Hashem doesn't have unreasonable demands of us. It's Kesir Maledesh of the Chaviv Malayasev. Umagam Kaven Shagol Yisrael. And what about the fact that Hashem himself put us into Golas? Let's talk openly about that. That Hashem put us into Golas. Ain't look a bit of Torah Golam Yisrael. And as a result of Golas, it's not like we're sitting, each person with a parnasa, everything he needs, sitting under his olive tree and his palm tree, sitting in some place in the Yerushalayim or in the Galil. It's a terrible golus. And people b'chalal don't have time to learn. And the whole, and like we say, the whole Tisha B'Av, the whole Torah is in golus because of this. How could it be that Hashem asks every person Tanakh, Mishnayos, and Gemara, and Kabbalah, and not only that, did you have a little bit, the whole thing. Ubefrat b'maisim akava, the workings of the chariot. Ubedvaram yoisa amukim yizek kenisgiv medrash mishlei tirei yosham, because the medrash mishlei goes on past maisim akava. There's other madrigas. He called us Shemei Mamarim Elu. Whoever hears these Mamarim, and plenty of Yeshiva Bachim have heard these Mamarim, plenty have heard these Mamarim, or similar Mamarim. So Shemei Musa says, He called us Shemei Mamarim Elu V'Royim Be'Atzmai, and he looks at himself. Shulam Shulam he calls, and he sees he's got four blots from one Masechta, three from another Masechta, and even the three from another Masechta, he only got an 82 on the test. And not only that, but after the test, by the time he looked at the test, he didn't even remember what he himself answered on the test, but he got an 82. A person sees he's missing all of this. Misyayish menachayim. He gives up life. He doesn't want to live. There are yeshiva bachim like that too. There are many ways of committing suicide, and it's becoming more interesting over the last few years. There are many ways of committing suicide. It doesn't have to be God forbid to kill oneself physically. There are many ways to commit suicide. You could just buy an iPad, and there you go. Of course, you need that for your panasa and so on. Misyayish Menachayim, a person is Misyayish Menachayim, he's Misyayish from life. I'm struggling to learn a couple of Akamara. I'm doing my best. I have Halacha Seder. I try to learn a little bit of Muslim Chassidus. And they tell me they're gonna ask me to see a piece of Mesa McKibber. They're going to say, could you translate that, please? And they're going to say, did you gaze into the workings of the chariot? You don't know what that means, even? She says, no. So then a bad Malach comes, a black Malach comes, and they start pulling you. I say, hold on a second. I got an 82 on the. And they pull him in, they throw him into the Nahadina. And they throw him into this place of Gehenna, whatever this is, this din. A person who knows this and who hears these things, which I heard when I was growing up, these things. I didn't hear this part, you understand, but I heard the bad part. So a person who hears these things, he's going to throw away the whole Yiddishkeit. Yovel be'ita means to kick. He'll kick it away. Loima, kasher avadit yavadit. It's a foul. V'yasa kol ma'ashali by chofetz ba'avayras. Do we know any people like this? V'yasa kol ma'ashali by chofetz ba'avayras. He'll do whatever he feels like doing avayras. What's the tachlis anyway? So it's, what, have another 6 months in that river? A river of fire, whatever that is? Okay, I'll manage. But right now, I might as well have a good time. Because my Mishnayis and my couple of black Gemara and my little bit Musa Chassidus or whatever it is and a little Aradak here and a Malbim there, it's not going to make a difference because they're throwing me into the fire. And also, if you take this for face value, what Chazal say over here. Nimtza soysa maim Chazal shomu echad amar v'echad amar v'vav shi heavenly b'shamayim. What Chazal say. Echad amarev, echad amamet. That's in the sugi of Menachos. That's in the sugi of the carbon of the offering of the poor person. Echad amarev, echad amamet, levad sheikav and levad shemayim. Shenira, where it seems from there, shebemiyut sheloimed ha'odam, that even if a person learns a little bit, afa pishle hisse koloniske, even though he didn't cover all of the curriculum that it says there in the Chazal, maisim akav and gemar, maisim, all those things. Kevin Shalom and L'Shem Shemayim, since he's learning L'Shem Shemayim, Zoichel Elam Haba. They take him to Elam Haba. And Elam Haba, they have Mari Mishnah, Mari Talmud, they have different, Mari Mikra, they have people, Tanakh people, Mishnayis people. Void Mamer, Echad Sois, is another Mamer that contradicts this whole thing of going to Gehenna without Maisa Mekava. The Omer of Medrash Rabba, Yesh Misha Zoichel Mikra, Yesh Misha Zoichel Mishnah, Yesh Talmud. Some people are Zoichel to learn Tanakh. Some people are zeichet to learn Mishnayis. Some people are zeichet to learn Gemara. V'yei zeichet l'kol. And then you have some people, very few, are zeichet to the whole program. K'fi masha nechlak l'nafshei al-har Sinai. According to what was given to each Jew, his chelik of Torah at Har Sinai. Every one of us was given what we could accomplish at Har Sinai. A picture of the end, of the tachlis, of what we could accomplish. And the Sfarim say that Mustama, that's the meaning of what the Malach learns with the baby inside the mother's womb. Kol HaTorah Kula doesn't have to mean the whole program. It means Kol HaTorah Lefi, that the Sharish of that person's neshama. And he had to work very hard at those Mishnayis. He had to work very, very hard at the Gemara. He had to work very hard at that Sefer. If I tell somebody, someone tells me he likes to learn, Chassidus is not so into Gemara. I'm not talking about a kid. A kid, you slap on the face and tell him to learn. I'm talking about someone's already old and he says he likes to learn Chassidus. So I said, you like to learn Chassidus, you don't like to learn Gemara. So tell me something, how much Chassidus do you learn? Are you learning Chassidus? So you tell me you're a Chassidus guy. Who doesn't like Chassidus? What's not to like about Chassidus? So the only people that don't like Chassidus are the ones that never learned it. So he likes. So you're learning, you like Chassidus, you're majoring in Chassidus, you decide if you're major, you're Chassidus. Fine. So are you learning Chassidus? How are you learning Chassidus? You're learning it 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day? You're learning it how? How much Be'in are you learning it? How are you learning Chassidus? If that's your chelik, I'm not arguing with that. The Sheva Musa talks a lot about that also. That's your chelik, whatever that is. Tanakh, you say the Tanakh, how much Tanakh you learn? What are you learning? How much in time, Kamus, and how much in Eichus, in quality, are you learning Tanakh? Tanakh is your Inyan. You say that. Let's say, again, that's each person has to be a varah, that's not possible. Okay, that's a whole sugya. But let's say, Beseder. So your Indian is Chassidus, your Indian is Machshava. What? That's your Indian. Beseder. Each person can imagine Echlag and Avshal Hasinai. Right? The Umber of the Mishnah, Lefum Tzara Agra. And the Mishnah says, Lefum Tzara Agra. Each person according to how much, the reward is according to how much suffering. Meaning, Lefum Tzara, according to the Tzara, meaning according to how much you struggled with something, how much you put into it, that's the Agra. That's the Agra means reward. That's the Tzara. It sounds like there's not one set program that you come and they ask at CPS and Merkav. It sounds like how hard you worked at your learning. Even though you weren't able to do the whole thing, Mishnah, Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Kabbalah, and all of that. Which is the opposite of this mimer in the Medrash Mishlei that says that Hashem asks you CPS and Merkav. Okay, Nira, that Shem Musa says, therefore it seems the Mechrochim on Ulaimah that we must say, Shekol Echad Ve'echad Yisrael Ki Bechelka Misinai, every Jew received his Chelak and has Sinai of Tyre. That's what the Archaim HaKadosh is teaching us here. It's not one thing, it's Kesirim Alei Desha, Chivivim Alei Esav. Everybody is different. Kol Echad Ve'echad Yisrael Ki Bechelka Misinai. There are some Jews who received Tanakh, only Tanakh. Yesh Mishnah, Yesh Talmud. And the other, Yesh. Yesh Maisim Akav. Yesh Kulam. Kimaduba Mahamedrish. Yesh Mishnah Zoychel Mikra. There are people who are Zoychel for all of that. And with all of this, each Chalak, Chazal say, Echad Amarba, Vechad Hamamid. Whether he did a lot or he did a little. Whether it was on the big part of the program, Kabbalah, or he was a Chumash person. Echad Amarba, the highest things, Echad Amamid, the lower level. That's his program. And if you only did a smaller level, just you did Tanakh or whatever, Chumash, or you did Mishnayos, Bein Hamaber, or you're such a person that you got a big chelik at Har Sinai, and Hashem gave you with that chelik, like that's what the stipler was saying, with that chelik that the stipler got, he got the stipler's brain. That came together, the stipler's head and the stipler's chelik came together, kruchim, they came by Har Sinai, a kairach. That's how he got it. He got his chelik with the kalim to learn his chelik. Ben Hamarbe, Dain Mishnah Zochel Kulam Misinik in Meduba. Kevin Shemakavin Lishamayim Kulan Shavin Latayva. All of these Jews, Kulam Shavin Latayva. Kulam Shavin Latayva. But the stipler was saying to that Bacha that I'm a kind of you because Lefi, what I was told about how hard you've been working your whole life to learn Lefi, what I was. So the stipler was saying that he is marshal in his chelik and tayra. And the disciple is saying, I'm not. I have not been mashlam my chelik. You're unbelievable. He's telling this bocher, you're being mashlam your chelik and Torah with that Mishnah that you have to go over 100 times to understand the Mishnah. You're mashlam your chelik and Torah. Kevin Shemakavin l'shamayim kulon shavon l'tayr b'yayisha kol echad v'echad the next page. Osak b'chelik ha'shir shenosnu lo. And the note in the Ma'ari Chaim continues. Because each person was Isaac in that chelik of the Torah that was given to him, and he did he pushed himself to the next level always. And according to how much you suffered over that to understand that chelik that was given to you at Har Sinai, kach schar, that's your reward. So the next level doesn't have to be when we were learning before about Mishnah. They ask you about. You see that, if you're Mishnah, they ask the next level Gemara. They don't ask you from Tanakh. It means whatever the next level is for that person. It doesn't mean from one category to the next category, Davke. It means the next Madrega, pushing yourself. And that's what it means in the Mishnah. According to a person's suffering, meaning how hard he worked, Agra, he's rewarded. When a person is mekayim his chelik of that was given to him on Har Sinai in Torah and mitzvahs, he's mekaymis chelik in Yiddishkeit, zorich olam haba. Then they don't throw him into that place, to the bad place. V'chol ha'sheilas sheshalach and shboruch al adav yom adin, all the questions that Hashem asks by the interrogation of the yom adin, im yesh b'yodah mikra mishnah, ad ma'isim ha'kav, hula oisim shenoshal hem besinai chelik v'yad b'kol. That's a conversation with somebody who had a yad v'chelik that Hashem gave them, ma'isim ha'kav, the carcass of ma'isim ha'kav, to understand, to learn ma'isim ha'kav. Hula oisim shenoshal hem besinai chelik v'yad b'kol, l'chein im karav mikra v'leilam ad mishnah. Therefore, this person who had a chelik in Mishnah, and he only learned Chumash, then he's very lying. Then he deserves to get not rewarded. Kibyodah lahasid kulam ad ma'isim akava. Because he was able to understand everything until ma'isim akava. Bisrashlusov, because of his laziness and his negligence, garm shalei hisid ki mikra bilvad, that he's sitting his whole life on Chumash. On Mishnah, whatever, Mishnah is bilvad, his name, shahisid v'layashar, whatever, he didn't do what he was supposed to. And if you were given from Hasinai Tanakh and you didn't do that, or Mishnah, you didn't do that, Roy Linus. He's not punished for Ma'isim HaKov, he wasn't given. His chelik is not a chelik in Ma'isim HaKov. Ach im nosn la'odah mikr bilvad, a Mishnah bilvad, if he was only given at Hasinai mikr bilvad, only Tanakh, only Mishnayis. The Yosei Sholem ba, when he marshaled himself to the best of his abilities in that Indian that he was given, he acquired his place in Gan Eden. All the questions, that Hashem asks of Ma'isim HaKav, that's only for a person who was given that as a chelik. Hashem doesn't ask you anything that he didn't give you. He's only asking back what he gave you. He's not asking you for anything he didn't give you. Benyamin, you have another minute. You wanted to.
The person who's Echad
HaMamed. Marbe
v'Echad HaMamed.
Oh, he's Mamed.
Should he
live with that concept of Ruach Mivara? Or should he be satisfied and say, my goal is to achieve a really small amount, and as long as it works hard to achieve what he feels is chelik is, B.
He shouldn't be broken hearted.
Yes, no, but B, with an asterisk. It means everybody should be tzebrochen. The disciple was broken hearted over, but if you look at the Agdama to the Igros Moshe of Moshe Feinstein, how tzebrochen he is. Meaning, that the tzebrochen kai comes from knowing that I have to be marshal on my chelik. And for that, there's always a tzebrochen kai, because we know that we're not marshal on that. We're not doing our best in our chelik. Not to be in the next division. Not to be in the next division. You say the same thing to your children. I say the same thing to my children in school, don't we? In school, we tell them the same thing. If one of the children is a 99.9 student, that kind of a student, and the kid comes home with an 80, so then it's a little bit of a tainah. But if a kid is a 65 student that comes home with an 80, you make him a party. So then the 99 student says, I don't understand, I came home with an 80, and I got a mishaberach. My sister, my brother comes home with an 80, and you made him a whole big, you made him a siyum, and you gave him a present. What's going on over here? The teretz is, echad amaviv, echad amamud, ubilvad sheyikav libo l'shamayim. Your sister or your brother has been a 65 student, and she killed herself to get an 80. You're a 99 student, and you relaxed to get an 80. Echad amaviv, echad amamud, ubilvad sheyikav. It's not the 80. It's not the 80. It's kasir maladesha v'chir vivim alei esif. That's the cheshmet that Rosh Hashanah has. In your chelik, you have to be tzebrochen. To push yourself. To be marshaling yourself in your chelik. But if Yanim is chelik, that's his chelik. What? I'm going to sit around that I'm not Rabbi Avad Yosef? It's Yanim's chelik, whatever. I have to worry about my chelik, not Yanim's chelik. Mitzchan after, huh? Rabbi Abzushi, right. To be Zushi. So Mitzchan, we're going to continue after Pesach. After Yom Tov, we'll continue in Pesach.